when Joe Lunardi is booked on the show.
Nice.
We talk college basketball with Joe Lunardi. Bracketology on ESPN, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Joe, how are you? Thanks for joining us today.
I'm doing great. Thank you.
College basketball is at the forefront of every discussion around a water cooler in America today because of the Zion Williamson thing. And we don't know how this is going to shake out, but I know you look at things a little differently. No Zion Williamson moving forward. How would that affect Duke in your mind from a seeding standpoint?
If I were the committee chair, my answer to that would be we have to see how they perform without him. We can't presume that, you know, they're going to go from the best team in the country to the worst. The truth is going to be somewhere in the middle. It certainly didn't get off to a great start last night, getting hit pretty hard at home by North Carolina. In fairness, they couldn't possibly have prepared for that situation happening, whatever, 30-some seconds into the game.
Yeah.
If it continues and they continue to lose without him, they're going to drop probably about a half a seed line with each defeat. And then they won't rise back up unless and until he returns and unless and until the committee sees them return to a level of play that would be, you know, comparable to what we've seen for these last 3 months.
Joe, I'm curious what you think, because my partner has been marveling just at the general hysteria that this story has created on so many levels, from the shoe and what it might mean to Nike and what it might mean to the amateur status of college basketball. There are a lot of tentacles to this story. Aside from the bracketology involved, what are your thoughts in the big picture stuff that went down in Durham last night?
My thoughts is that he'll probably play at Syracuse Saturday night, and they'll throw a lob to him on the first play, and then this will all be over.
I hope so.
By, you know, by 6:02 Eastern on Saturday night, you know, maybe we'll have to talk about some other Williamson. Not that it's, you know, ruined my day or anything, or that I'm bitter. But, yeah, Coach K said he thought it was a mild injury. I just don't anticipate, this is as a fan, that he's going to quote-unquote shut it down unless there's a medical issue beyond mild sprain or whatever it was that was the quote last night. Because if it is, in fact, a mild injury, he's no more likely to have, you know, a catastrophic injury tomorrow than he was yesterday. And he didn't decide not to play last night. I mean, any of these guys could have opted not to play college basketball and do a European option or a G League option or I'll work in my backyard option until I'm eligible to be drafted.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I'm not in the bubble wrap them up school of thought. But I don't know whether I'm saying that as a bracketologist, as a broadcaster, or as a fan. Probably as a fan.
Joe Lunardi, bracketologist for ESPN, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Turning our attention to the local team, Arizona State has been maddeningly inconsistent. They have good wins. They have bad losses. They got a pretty good win over Stanford last night. And how do you put Arizona State's tournament chances in a nutshell right now, Joe?
Yeah, I'm not sure I would say they've been maddeningly inconsistent. I think they've been typical for a bubble team. And that's what they are. And I'm not sure that the coattails of the Pac-12 have been good enough or strong enough to lift them above that status this season. What would concern me as an Arizona State fan is that games that would normally be kind of discounted as, you know, acceptable losses, let's say, a home loss to, I don't know, Utah, for instance, or even Washington State. Forget about Princeton for a second. They're just way more bad losses in the league this year because of the league, not because of ASU. I don't think their players are any better or any worse than they would have been if the league was really strong. I just think that they'd have a couple less bad losses and maybe a couple more good wins, simply because of the nature of power conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, with three of the last four on the road and all three of the road games being dangerous stops, this story is not over for ASU in spite of their good wins, because, again, the conference is what's really an anchor around their leg at this point in time. To the way I look at it, it's hurt their metrics, and it could still really hurt their record.
Now, that being said, looking at the Pac-12 tournament in Vegas in a few weeks, it's intriguing, but due to the mediocrity of the conference, anything could really happen. Let's just assume, for argument's sake or for the sake of this question, somebody other than Washington or Arizona State comes out and wins the Pac-12 tournament. Is there if that unfolds, is there any thought in your mind that the Pac-12 could turn into a three-bid league?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if ASU were to run the table here and solidify their at-large position prior to Vegas, and neither of those teams, Washington or ASU, wins the automatic, then the league will get a third bid. And I suspect that in some dark corner of the league office, that's exactly where they have the dominoes falling. With three legitimate road games to play, and this is assuming that Arizona State takes care of business. What, Sunday is the game against Cal?
Yeah.
You know, that would fall into the, train wreck, bad loss category at this point. If they were to win that game, and let's say take two of the three on the road, they go to the Oregons, right, and finish at U of A.
Yes.
So, I'm not sure the order, but if they get two of those three on the road plus Cal, I think they're going to make the tournament regardless of what happens in Vegas.
Gotcha.
Because they're going to have enough good wins and a good enough league standing. And my general rule of thumb for these things is for every game that they don't get from that prescription is an extra one that they need to win in the conference tournament to make up for it.
Yeah. Joe, thanks. I know you're really busy at this time of the year. Thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it. There's always time, right?
I got nothing. I never knew Zion was a four-letter word until I woke up this morning.
And now it will be for the rest of the day. Thank you, Joe, for the time.
You know, this show Get Up that we have?
Yeah, yes. Right.
It's very aptly named, I have learned.
Hopefully we can do it again soon, Joe. Thanks.
You bet.
All right, Joe Lenardi, bracketologist for ESPN, our guest on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter Cadillac, Buick GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti.